Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to a bonus episode of whatever you're going to call it. Yeah, it's a bonus episode, and it's a very special bonus episode because we have some good news.
Listening
to this, yeah, I know, it's rare that we can... It's very rare with the bearers of good news, but today is the exception that proves the rule. Yes. We've been nominated for the Chortle Award for Best Podcast.
Oh!
So, very
and to
exciting.
Me, that's the biggest, that's the big one. That's the big category at the Chortles.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the one. That's what everyone's there for, really.
It's effectively a podcast award ceremony, really, actually, when you think about it. The rest, yeah, sure, it's nice to find out what the best comedy venue is in the country, the best club comedian, blah, 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 blah. But everyone is waiting for the big one, the big P.
They basically call the Chortle Awards the Poscars because people are there... The imposters. But listen, we're up against some stiff competition and some good friends, and those things are not necessarily exclusive to each other. Birthday Girls House Party, Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat, Seance Cast with Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomlin, and of course, from the Oast House, the Alan Partridge podcast. But you don't care about those. Let's focus, folks, on the fact that Pappy's Flatshare is nominated. Very exciting.
Wow.
Get yourself, there'll be a link in the show notes, but get yourself to chortle.co.uk and vote, vote, vote. You can also vote for lots of other pals of ours who have been on various episodes of Flatshare Slamdown and have been on episodes of Beef Brothers and stuff. So do that, you know. Give some love
there,
to the Pappy's Flatshare
pals,
family.
There are pals there, yes.
Mm. But pals are plenty.
Just to tell you what this feels like. At the Academy Awards, every couple of years, there's one of those really wholesome, feel-good comeback stories. You know, someone has been on they were big back in the day, and then they've been on the fringes, they're on the periphery, people maybe don't talk about them anymore, and then suddenly they're back in a sleeper hit, some kind of underground indie film, and they're nominated, and oh... They're the darlings of award season. And people are like, remember this person, they're back. And they've got they've got really funny speeches to give. Feels like this is the story of the awards season, doesn't it, really?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like we could be the Brendan Fraser of this year's Chortle Awards.
Very, very much the case.
So we would love for you to vote. So get to chortle.co.uk. Like I said, there'll be a link in the show notes. And vote, vote, vote. Also, if you haven't already got tickets to... Because, you know, like, just because we've been nominated for the Biggie doesn't mean we're resting on our laurels. We're still putting out content. We're still recording new episodes. Get yourself down to a live Flatshare Slamdown. If you want to see the James Acaster and Amy Annette episode being recorded, the only way to do it now is to get tickets for both nights, because the individual tickets are sold out.
I was only planning to come to that first one.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were barely even planning to come to that one.
Mentally, yeah, he'll be there in body.
The first one, Clarky shows up to. The second one, he's too hungover to do. That tends to be the way when we do two back to back. But yeah, the next day, of course, is Catherine Bohart and Harry Hill. A few tickets left for that one, but we'd love to make them both a big old sellout. That'd be great. So get yourself to pappiescomedy.com/live and you can get all your tickets from there.
And that's a bit like when you want to go to a festival and you're thinking, maybe I'll just buy a Saturday ticket, and then they turn around and say, no way, Jose, you need to be there full camping. And I'm not suggesting you camp in Oxford Circus, but it's kind of like if you treat it like a little mini festival, a jamboree, if you will, a two-dayer, an Ayrton Senna. and a two day, a Leo Sayer is a, oh, that's an all dayer, isn't it? Anyway,
okay, all right, not Ayrton Senna.
All right,
does it cost?
Yeah, on the old apples and pears.
It does cost an Ayrton Senna, actually. Yeah, it cost an
Ayrton. Oh, there you go.
Each ticket cost an Ayrton Senna, so you know you're almost. Perfect. Almost talking some sort of form of sense.
The reviews are in. Well,
and the nominations for most coherent sentence.
Can't wait for the acceptance speech. Well. So, yes, look, if you want to be part of the feel-good story of award season, then get to Chortle, vote for Pappies and our pals. Not our pals who are up against us in the podcast. Pals no more. And get on to buying live tickets because, oh my gosh, such good lineups this time round.
February 27th and February 28th, the Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. There's all the information is in that, the episode you just listened to, just not necessarily in the right order. But anyway, yeah, so all the, you know what to do, guys. Be a pal. Help us out here. Get us, you know, I mean, basically, I think, you know, I think we've got it. We've got a good chance this year if you guys back us, right? I feel like you know, you there are none of the don't think we're telling tales outside of school here to say there are none of the big hitters.
There are none of the arena big boys.
There are none of the arena big boys in there. So this is our chance to shine. And who knows?
This is, yeah.
Maybe the next Flatshare Slam Down after our two at the Phoenix will be at the Manchester Evening News Arena. Fingers crossed. Liverpool Echo, we're coming for you. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Yes, thanks have a for wonderful listening. Day. And as always, have a good time.
The old catchphrase is coming up.
And as always, have a good time, of course. And as always, we've all had a nice time, yeah.
Today's mini episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.